Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. I'm wishing my wildlife away here. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the guy who can't tell time. Welcome back to my show, Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here, and I'm very excited about having a new friend with us. John Truman Wolf is our new friend. He's the author of Crisis by Design, The Untold Story of the Global Financial Coup, and what you can do about it. Actually, there may actually still be some things we can do about it, so there is hope. And he's here to talk to us about that very thing. John Truman Wolf, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. John, Crisis by Design, when I saw that title, it reminded me of the first semester of college that when I came off the farm and went to college. I'd grown up in, you know, my dad was in World War II, right beside the, you know, the religious photos on the pictures on the wall was Franklin Roosevelt's picture. You know, that kind of a blue collar American family, and Democrat. My mother to this day has already told me specifically if I ran for dog catcher as a Republican, she wouldn't vote for me. So we're talking about, you know, I love you, son, but I still wouldn't vote for you. So that's where I came from. So then I walked into this history class with Dr. Charles Geiser. And he started opening my eyes. Now whether I agreed with whether he was right or not, he opened my eyes. But here's one of the things he said. He talked about things that he called crisis on demand. Now, John, this was 1967. He was talking about crisis on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And now here comes your book where you talk about crisis by design. And I think he's not here. He's not with us anymore. But I think he would like your book. Talk to us about what you mean when you say crisis by design.
Well, the title of the book really says the theme of the book. The financial crisis, Jim, was caused. And I'm no conspiracy.
It didn't just happen.
No, that's exactly right. There was a plan. There was an agenda here. And as I say, it sounds oh so conspiratorial. But in fact, as I researched and wrote, it became very, very clear that there was an intention here.
Sometimes people think that if somebody profited from this, they were opportunistic. They sat there, they had the money to spend, they had the capital to invest, they saw how things happened, and when they saw things spinning left or right, they went long, they went short. Sometimes people think about that, and that doesn't upset people as much. But when you say there was a plan, that's different.
Yeah, it is different. Certainly, you know, greed caught hold of some of these Wall Street bankers and so forth. But I'm talking about something beyond that. The purpose of the financial crisis was very specific and is very specific because it's still with us. And that was to take down the U.S. and the U.S. dollar. Mm-hmm. As the stable point in international finance and to replace them with what Timothy Geithner, when he was the president of the New York Fed, called a global monetary authority.
And I heard him say that.
This is essentially a financial dictator for the planet. What most people don't know, Jim, is that on April 2nd of 2009, at the UK G20 meeting in London, a global monetary authority was created put in place in the Bank for International Settlements. This is a bank most people have never heard of. It is the central banker's central bank. I'm sure your listeners know that central banks are the banks in a country that create the money. And
they've been listening
to
my show. They have. They know that.
But
who are these? When you say that they have a plan, who are the planners?
Well, the
and when you say that they're targeting and attacking the dollar as the global currency, who is mad at the dollar?
Well, those are two separate questions, but they come together in certainly in one example in one name. Timothy Geithner talks about how he wants to keep the dollar strong, and yet everything he does, his actions belie his words. And is not interested in the strong dollar, not in any way, shape,
but
or form.
But he's just a wet behind the ears kid who dropped in. Where does he get this kind of power? Who gives him that?
Well, that's a very good question. He's basically a Robin Rubin acolyte, and the group from the United States that helped put this cabal together included Greenspan and Rubin and even Larry Summers, who came back to the Obama mm-hmm. White House and then left again. But this Bank for International Settlements has a board of directors on which Bernanke and Geithner now sit. Greenspan was a member. It had 11 board members. They fly in there every couple of months and hold meetings. They tout transparency.
Dr. Geiser used to talk about these kinds of trips to see David Rockefeller. Things like that, like late night trips up to New York and things like that. He used to talk about that 40 years ago. Has this been going on for a long time?
I'm sorry, say again?
Has this been going on for a long time? Is this another, the next variation on an old theme?
This particular agenda, I started with the Greenspan's ascendancy to the Fed in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And it moves forward from there step by step until we had the crisis in 2008. What's going on in Europe currently with what are referred to as the pigs, Portugal, Italy,
right.
Greece, and Spain,
right.
Near Ireland in there as well, is the second act of this play. Controlled, as I say, for this Bank of International Settlements, which I hasten to add, Jim, is above the law. This bank is not, it's immune.
But I'm still trying to understand these planners. They have an objective. And is the objective evil, or is it the objective to make more money? I mean, that's what I don't know yet. And we're going to come back. Folks, I'm not intentionally making you wait for that, but that's what's going to have to happen. 20 after, right back with John Truman Wolf. His book is called Crisis by Design. When we come back, I'm going to hold a candle to his foot till he tells us that answer right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.